Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, it's Tuesday. We were talking about that last hour.
Yeah.
And I thought just for Tom.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we talked about this last hour.
Get that. Go ahead and get that worm right in his ear now.
That toe tapping.
He's got that. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is a good song right here. This.
Really?
And that's... Oh, yeah.
And who is this?
This is Alicia Bridges.
Of course it is.
Yeah. And if that had a elliptical song, nothing
is.
Yeah. Because it goes from, one beat to a little quicker.
Uh-huh.
See, listen to this. Listen to this. See, you're going good.
Yeah.
You're getting those muscles warmed up.
Disc jockey
you're
Tom.
You're feeling the burn.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, listen here. Here we go.
Action.
Action.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Now we're going a little faster.
No, we're not.
Here we are.
Yeah, it's the same beat.
Yeah, it's the same beat.
But here's your hook.
Now, you can't tell me if that little, that ain't good music.
All right, now we're just going to kill it because you did that. So we can't have nice things.
Well, you see, I figured if I did it, it would make it sound better.
Okay. When that song is still in your brain at 3:12 this afternoon, I want you to call Tom and say thanks a lot for doing that for me.
Hey, there's worse really songs that could be in your brain.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Don't worry, be happy.
But it is Music Tuesday, so there. Hey, uh-huh. Got a call from a listener. Appreciate them calling. They were standing in line at 7:00 this morning at the College Station Municipal facility to vote. And then called about 5 after, and 8 people had already voted. And they bring up a good point so that you know if you are in College Station, if you punch the straight ticket, that does not answer two very important races in College Station. One would be a city council seat, and the other would be your point of view on the transportation fee, because that question is on the ballot as well. So just voting a straight ticket won't answer those two, so remember to... scroll all the way down because they're probably the last things on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Well, I guess most of your lines are going to be before 8 and after 5, right?
Maybe. Don't know. Got no clue. We'll see how all that works out. Hey, here's our traveler of the day. That'd be 49-year-old Sergey Barangioli. Missed his flight.
You say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Missed his flight while standing at the terminal watching the plane leave the jetway. Of course, he yelled, "There's a bomb on the plane." Way to go, Sergey. No bomb, of course. Plane took off an hour later. Sergey was not on it. And he didn't get his luggage back either. Yeah, he was arrested. He's been taken to jail. He's got a jumpsuit for a little while. So, nice job. Next time probably ought not do that.
Yeah. Yeah, just yell, "I missed my plane."
You know,
that won't send you to jail.
Go ahead.
It won't get you where you're going, but it won't get you where he went.
Yeah,
either,
go ahead and get angry about that. That'd be the best way to behave. So, why is my mouth frozen? Is it that difficult?
Well, you let your mouth stay out all
there
night.
There you go, that's right.
Know, it,
by the way, speaking of frozen, Friday night low's going to be about 40, so enjoy that.
Ooh,
hooray.
717. Theconsumers.com reports Super Bowl ads are now sold out over on Fox. No word on how much the spots cost for the game. It'll be February the 6th. That's when it is, Feb 6th.
Yeah, I remember when the Super Bowl used to be in January.
I remember
when bowl games used to be on January 1st.
Yeah, lots of things.
And they ended on January 1st.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to get into the list of I remember when, because we'll be here till at least 4 this afternoon. Anyway, now, last year, CBS ran commercials anywhere from $2.5 million to $3 million for your 30-second block of time. So we'll see how it works
out. That was
down,
right?
Yeah,
that was down some, last year because the economy.
In your annual survey of prices for 30-second commercials on television, American Idol still tops, by the way. Its Tuesday show averages about $467,000 an ad. Sunday Night Football in at $415,000. Glee, $272,000. Of all scripted shows, that's the highest. The Fox Animation show Family Guy, $259,000. That's higher than The Simpsons, buddy. Simpsons in at $253,000. Now, Two and a Half Men, as far as the live-action shows, comes in at $206,000. Again, these are for 30-second ads, followed by Big Bang Theory, Modern Family. According to the survey, Chuck which is a show that, I don't know, you guys seen it? I haven't.
No.
I'm familiar with it.
I saw it the first time it came on.
Yeah, $95,000, and Community comes in at $88,000. So just to kind of give you...
That's one of those shows that comes on before The Office, right? Community? Yeah, there are those shows in a row, Community and 30 Rock and The Office.
Could also come on a different day. Oh, does it? Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Hey, but anyway, speaking about ads and maybe hitting a little bit closer to home, a story in the New York Times yesterday. Headline, Gold Mine in Attack Ads on Local Television. Dateline, Waco, Texas. Again, the New York Times. In Waco, Texas, $350 will usually buy you 30 seconds of advertising time on the local evening newscast, but not this week. The beneficiaries of the race for the congressional district between Chet Edwards and Bill Flores has caused local stations to be inundated with campaign attack ads. Phil Hurley of KCEN, the NBC affiliate in Waco, said they are charging closer to $500 instead of $350 for a spot on their 10 o'clock news.
Is our sales staff listening?
Yeah. Rather than being squished between attack ads, the sales manager of a Waco car dealership said they have minimized their spending in the weeks leading up to the election. They normally spend $13,000 to $15,000 a month. In October, they are spending $3,500. Stations try to be alert to their regular customers, but they said there are regular advertisers who are eagerly waiting for Wednesday to get here. Excluding political spending, KCEN's revenue was down about 20% last year. And our buddy Mike Lee, who's the general manager at KXXV, the ABC affiliate in Waco, said just a little bit of recovery from what we lost last year is what makes up for it. Now, does it translate to radio? Great quote in the ad from a guy named Brad LaRock, who's the general manager of the Spanish language station near Waco. Radio tends not to benefit from the campaign ad spending as much as television. Mud looks better on TV than it sounds on radio. Pretty good. But anyway, as you can tell, we've been busy, and we appreciate the fact that candidates find this to be an advertising medium that works. So. Tomorrow will sound vastly different than we do today.
Yeah.
We'll be talking.
Newscasts will be 10 minutes long.
That's right. Yeah. Hello?
I know, I'm looking forward to that temporary reprieve from political ads we get, at least until the presidential primary ads start next year.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I saw a story this morning that, of course, since that Supreme Court ruling that allows all sorts of folks to be able to advertise, there will probably be all sorts of positioner ads that will be showing up on television and probably on talk radio as well. Not too far from now, maybe a year from now. So you may get a short respite, but may not be as long as we thought it would be. But you know what, folks? That's what keeps us here. Because, you know, if we weren't doing that, it'd be some satellite guy from a cinder block building in Omaha. And
we don't want that.
No, we don't. We would prefer that we get a chance to do this.
We don't look good in cinder block.
Well, our families are happy that we're able to do this.
Yeah, because otherwise...
Yeah. My family likes to eat.
Yeah. That's right.
Got a boy that likes to eat a lot.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. So,
otherwise, three of us would just be getting out of bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you wear a watch anymore? Do you wear a watch anymore, or has it become obsolete?
Yeah.
See, I don't. I don't wear a watch. And
I always have.
One in seven people see no reason to wear one since they can get the time they need off their cell phones or laptops.
Yeah, but your cell phone's in your pocket.
I'm not carrying my laptop everywhere I go.
Or in a holster somewhere. I'd rather just look at my wrist, see what time it is.
You could duct tape your laptop to your arm.
Yeah.
That didn't work.
Who's the guy dragging his knuckles coming over here?
The younger you are, the less likely you are to wear a watch. A British marketing study found that 28% of those 25 or younger were unwatched, twice as many as those in their 40s and 50s. Watchmakers struggling to change the image of the watch from a timepiece to a fashion accessory. Now, what was it? Swatch? Is that what those were called?
Oh, yeah, I had a Swatch.
Yeah.
I had a Swatch back in the 80s.
Yeah, they did a good job of probably penetrating the youth market with those.
They had the wacky colors.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, then they also sold Swatch guards is what they were called. And they and they were little rubber bands that you slid on the strap to keep it from scratching the face of the watch.
Changes the color, I guess, to be the color scheme of the watch to be able to go with whatever you're wearing. Okay. We don't normally mention this, but this is something parents you'll probably need to know, that out on video today will be Toy Story 3.
Not seems only early.
Well, it does seem a little early. But also out today, White Christmas. And they'll be out in Blu-ray as well.
I dreamed about that last night.
The Sound of The Sound of Music 45th Anniversary Edition. That'll be out on DVD and Blu-ray today. I was reading a story about Christopher Plummer.
Yvonne Trapp, kids, still here.
They had a three-week break in production, and Christopher Plummer apparently spent most of his time with the pubians of the area and apparently downing a few drinks. Yeah. Came back and apparently had such
I guess that's better than hitting on the oldest daughter, or something like that. So.
Ended up, they had to...
was he getting sloshed with Julie Andrews?
Well, no, they didn't mention Julie. They said, though, that
I bet she'd do a great Irish dirge, you know.
They had to refit all of his clothes because he gained so much weight.
Oh, well, yeah. He said the director, fit in that little green German uniform anymore.
Well, the director looked at him. He said, are you Orson Welles?
Ooh, you're a wife.